Hello and welcome to Happy Health Chat. I am Kezia Hall and I'm with the wonderful Laura Agar Wilson. And today we are going to give you a whole episode talking about detoxing, which is a slightly controversial topic at times. So Laura and I are going to share with you some practical tips as well as kind of our insights and kind of opinions and thoughts onto it, which will be really fun. But before we dive into today's topic, Laura, why don't you give us some of your updates? Because you have been a busy bee.
I have. I've been a very busy bee over the last month. Because it's been that long since we've recorded, isn't it? It's been a little while, so it's been a bit of a break. So what have we been doing? So I have my e-course is launching this week. So as you listen to this, it'll probably be launch of its early bird discount. So it's the Fabulous You course, and it's based on, some people might remember I did run the 12 Weeks to Feeling Fabulous course back in 2014. So it's kind of the 2.0 version of that, if you like, kind of bigger, better, brighter, stronger, faster, that kind of thing. So it's really, I mean, as I've kind of been seeing in the newsletters and things, it's something I'm just really, really excited and passionate about because I've put everything into it. And I was just saying to Kezia before we started, I mean, with both of our e-courses, and I think everything that we put out there, we put our all into it. And it's like our, you know, you put your little baby out into the world kind of thing. So I'm incredibly excited about that. And I'm really looking forward to working with some amazing women who I know will be signing up. So just can't wait. So it's, that's the really big exciting thing, I think, is kind of getting that done and just getting my head around that and having the time to sit and do that. And yeah, it's very exciting. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've been doing other than
You won your competition.
Yes, I was really chuffed about that and I didn't expect to at all. So I kind of entered a competition. I think it was on Mumsnet. And it was to win a contract to blog for the Sanctuary Spa blog. And I think there was about 200 entries and I got chosen. There was me and another blogger. So I'm really over the moon about that because it was lovely when they kind of said why they chose me, that they really got my kind of philosophy on, you know, kind of healthy living, being really holistic. And I was just over the moon with what they said. And obviously it's really, really nice to have like, you know, to be working with such a big brand as well. And also I've got, I've been writing for the Body Shop blog as well, which is a really big thing. So I've got a blog post for them. It's going live on the 22nd of April about routines and, you know, some good ways to start the day off on a healthy start and everything like that. So those have been going really well. So yeah, it's just kind of been cracking on. I've also got quite an interesting thing that I'm going to be working on. I'm going to be asking some of my Facebook community some questions. I'm also going to be going down to, I don't think I've mentioned this to Kezia yet, going down to London to do a presentation for a research company on what is healthy and kind of some of the perspectives from what some of the views of my blog readers are and the community and things, and some of the people who I work with out in the community on my community projects as well. So that's going to be quite an exciting and unusual kind of thing to kind of go down and present on that. So that's my big kind of little London thing coming up in May.
And
I'm also going down to Brighton for a little holiday in May as well, which I can't wait for. Can't wait. So it's going to be really nice because it'll be the first holiday that we've had with Findy as well. So kind of getting all kind of revved up for that and kind of managing taking an 8-month-old, which is what it will be 8 months then. On the 7-hour drive from one end of the country to the other, and then kind of getting them around Brighton and stuff. But I'm sure we'll manage. I'm not nervous at all about managing that.
we should be fine.
We'll be looking forward to it. And like Brighton is just my favourite place in the world. I just love it down there so much.
Yeah, it's a really fun city. I like Brighton. There's just so many fun little shops, and there seems to be like health food shops everywhere.
It's just like I honestly think it's a healthy foodies mecca. I really do. I just think it's amazing, and I tend to go down there and come back quite a bit lighter in the wallet, if that makes sense, because I just go into Infinity Foods and kind of spend a fortune. Although I'm not as bad as what I used to be. I used to literally go down there and just go mental, and I used to get loads of food and used to come out with bags full. Whereas now I'm a bit more reserved, but I absolutely love it down in Brighton, so I'm really excited about going down with Finn and James and having a really good time. So yeah, so what's been going on with you, Kezia? That's kind of my stuff. What's been happening with you?
Well, it's been a good couple of weeks, I suppose. What's been happening? Oh, I had launched a mini green smoothie challenge. So that's really fun. That launched last week, and that's like a 10-day sort of really mini e-course where you get a green smoothie every day. And just, it's almost a bit of an experiment, really, for people to see if they feel better by just adding something into their days. And I think so often when we think of getting healthy, we think we need to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And I really like it when we actually, it's a much better perspective to actually, what can I add to my diet?
It's that classic kind of crowding out, isn't it? Kind of adding stuff in and sort of worrying about other stuff,
Yeah, instead of forever just being like, I've got to get rid of this, I've got to get rid of it. And that just drives you mad and isn't very fun. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what the green smoothie is about, just being adding one green smoothie in today. And that has been really fun, making all the recipes for that. Like yesterday's was a pecan pie recipe.
Ooh,
smoothie. It was really good. Loads of people were like, this smoothie's amazing. Am I allowed to have it for breakfast? I'm like, you sure are. So that's been really fun, and all those recipes are going to go into, I'm making a green smoothie ebook that'll hopefully come out April and in May sometime. So that should be fun, of just creating lots of green smoothies and juices and a couple of like milkshake, kind of healthy milkshake kind of things as well. Mm-hmm. So that should be really fun. So my poor husband has been drinking a lot of green smoothies. I'm like, what do you think of this?
I don't think he's a poor husband if he's getting your delicious green smoothies. He's lovely.
Yeah, I know, it's true. I'm like, what snack should I take today? I'm like, leftover green smoothie. But he's actually quite a fan now. I took it as a good sign. It was the other day he started to, on his own, you know, initiative, make his own green smoothies for work.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, this is happening.
That's a big thing.
I love
it.
Which is awesome. Which was quite exciting. So that's been happening. And then I have got another of my running my Flourish e-course again. So that starts this week. And so next week we'll have our first coaching session. So that's been really fun. I think both Laura and I have been working on our e-courses and making it bigger and better, and just adding more stuff to it, because I've been doing a bit of research from people who've been on the course of what's been really helpful. And yeah, it's really exciting. So I've just been busy making meal plans and videos, and I bought some new lighting to make videos, which is
wow.
Hilarious. I'm like, I have no idea really what I'm doing, but a friend of mine gave me some tips. So I got these like lights coming through the post. I'm like, oh my goodness, what do you do with these? So, but yeah, that has been really, really fun. And I think that has pretty much been about it. Yeah. In terms of other life things, I went on holiday last week. That was fun.
Yeah.
I was telling Laura I was watching lots of lambs, which was very cute.
Oh, that would be cute lambs.
Good for the soul. Yeah. And on the topic of lambs and
spring and
everything else.
Easter chocolate binge.
Yes. It is good. It's the prime time to talk about detoxing. I think. Because it is that time of year. I know lots of people starting.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said about it. I think now is a much better time. I mean, we're going to obviously get onto the, if you should even detox and why detox and all that kind of stuff. But I think generally, if it's something that you're into, I think it is a much, much better time to detox than like the post New Year, Christmas period one, because I just don't think it naturally flows with your body at that time of year. It'd be certainly like the juice kind of type ones. I just don't think, for me, I just don't think it kind of jives that well in January. But yeah, this is a just perfect time for doing that kind of thing. So we know that a lot of people, as we kind of said, detoxing is a bit of a controversial one, I think. And it's kind of worth, I mean, we were just mentioning, weren't we? I think detoxing, sometimes it's like, well, what does detox even mean, and what is kind of involved in it, and whether or not detox is the right word. So I suppose when you say detox, you kind of think of a reduced diet generally, don't we, I think?
Or something where, juice, or not drinking very much, or eating very much.
So it's kind of, and I mean, what we were saying just before we kind of started recording was, I think whether or not detox is a good thing, it generally comes from what your approach is with it. So we were both saying that we've both come at the detox from like an unhealthy perspective and a healthy perspective. So at times, I think, certainly when I've done detoxes, it's been like an extension of my kind of disordered eating, orthorexia type issues. Whereas I've also done it and it's just come from a place of like, you know, I just kind of want a bit of a reset, and I want to just feel a little bit better myself, and I just need a bit of a you know, a bit of a boost. Kind of what's your experience has been with it, Kezia?
Yeah, I think it's been a similar thing. I think in the past, I would use the term detox to kind of plaster over more kind of eating disordered approaches really to food. And I see that often in media and even sometimes with other kind of passionate health geeks like ourselves. And so I do think it's one of those topics that it can be really, really good and it can be really, really bad, but a lot of it depends on the mindset and the foundation by which you approach it. So, so like I was saying to Laura, I was doing a detox last week and kind of am still this week. But that is very different to maybe how I would have approached it a few years ago. Because it is, a lot of it depends on, I think, your kind of different mindset approach to it. And it's a funny word, I think, detoxing as well. It's sort of, I kind of have tried to use other words in the past, but it just doesn't kind of give the same, I don't know, oomph of what it is. Because so much of it, there's so many good things about it. As in, and I know with my own health issues, actually, I've seen loads of improvement through having more kind of real periods focusing on healing and rest and nourishment and, you know, where you really are focusing on healing and caring for your body. And I've noticed that's really boosted a lot of my health and healing processes. And so in some respects, I absolutely love detoxing and I think it's brilliant. But I do think you can get a bit addicted to the detox at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely a funny one. So I think, I suppose our first tip would be really examine what your motivations are and where you're coming from and be really honest with yourself. Because I think if you're kind of thinking, you know, if it's for me, I think if I don't really see the point in doing it if it's just about weight loss, to be honest. I think actually you've hit the nail on the head there when you said how you're doing something that's kind of really holistic and it is about rest and recuperation and things. I think whereas, if, you know, if you're trying to do a juice diet and still going out and running, you know, 5 miles in the morning, and that's not kind of, you know, it's not conducive to that, is it? It's not conductive to what you want.
It's conducive to fainting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. To total burnout and, you know.
Yeah.
I think, and also I think it's sometimes it's about, I mean, detox is kind of like, it's a massive catch-all term, isn't it? But I mean, like I say, kind of breaking it down. I mean, it's a weird word for a lot of things, isn't it? And I think I don't necessarily think. I mean, for me, the kind of detox when it's about the idea that you get rid of toxins in your system, I don't always think that's the right word for a lot of what we would do. Yeah. If that makes it even make sense. So if I mean, we were saying as well, I've done juice diets and I'll be totally honest, I really enjoy a juice diet. I did, I think the last one I did was back in 2013. I think I did one with a really nice company down in London and I really enjoyed it. It was, I'll have to put the name of them on the blog post for them, but it was basically raw till 4 or something like that. And it was like juices all day and then a meal, like a vegan or paleo kind of style meal on the night. And I did that for 5 days and I really did enjoy it. I felt great afterwards. I found it really easy to do and it was just fab. So I think that was kind of, and for me, that wasn't necessarily about removing toxins from my body, although I definitely did that because I don't know whether you get this, Kezia, but I found towards the end of it, I got really stinky. Honestly, it sounds horrible, but it was something I started finding, like my sweat would really smell. And actually, I think that was when I was actually starting at the end of it. I could have went on for a couple more days because I think it was the end of the 5 days. I was really just starting to get the detox effect of it. But I think sometimes it's like you're thinking about, is it about a removal of toxins or is it about a nutritional reset or is it about following a protocol? You know, I mean, it's kind of different things, isn't it? I suppose, I mean, thinking about some of the detox that kind of people talk about now, I mean, you could class the Whole 30 as a type of detox, really, couldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So if anyone's not familiar with the Whole 30, it's basically, it's like if it's following a paleo style eating approach, but even kind of taking that a little bit further, it's kind of not having anything that isn't like a real food. So it's like no paleo treats or anything really. That's the kind of hardcore version, isn't it? So you could consider that. I mean, there's various sugar detoxes and things like that as well, where you're kind of quitting not just refined sugar, but also kind of other things that are high in sugar. So there's those kind of things. So I suppose that what they've got in common is it's about exclusion of certain food groups really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I kind of, and I suppose the good part of it is taking a period of time to invest in your health. That's kind of mm-hmm. what a lot of it is, whether you mm-hmm. do 5 days or 30 days, mm-hmm. it is that sort of chunk of time to invest in you and in your body. So that's, mm-hmm. that's quite a good bit of, a kind of a good aspect, yeah. I think, of detoxing. But I think you're right when it comes to, it first comes, totally comes down to your mindset and to your, the motivation of why are you doing it. And I think if the only reason is because you want to lose half a stone, then it's probably not a good idea to do a detox. Whereas I know for me, the best detoxes that I've seen either clients do or I've done, or even with my Flourish e-course, we have like a detox there that mm-hmm. that does involve food, but it also looks at your mindset and your day. Like I have a meal plan, but there's also a life plan. Yeah. A part of that that involves like what are you doing to nourish you? When are you going to sleep? Are you laughing? Are you watching something funny? Mm-hmm. And I think when you incorporate, you know, as we do with all, a lot of the work that we do is like looking at all the holistic approach. I think when you look at a really holistic approach of, am I going to get some good sleep? How am I going to de-stress? What nourishing foods am I going to eat? You know, maybe there might be a supplement that's mm-hmm. going to really help with a specific mm-hmm. health issue. And I suppose for me and for a lot of my clients, detoxing is all about improving health. It's never been about
detoxing is almost not the right word for that. I mean, we've got something similar in the Fabulous You course, and it's kind of, I call it a healthy feast.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's about, because I think detoxing, you automatically think that it's about deprivation and something, you know, that you're having to kind of survive almost, whereas I think it's something to be, really when you're doing it right, I think it's something to be enjoyed. So there's various different kinds of detoxes, isn't there? That's kind of what we're looking at. And whether or not detox is necessarily the correct term, I think is want to be kind of looked at really because definitely. Like I say, I think healthy feast is a better one for some of them.
It depends on your focus and as you say, like the whole removing toxins from your body, I do think you do get detoxification effects, like as you were saying, you're mm-hmm. starting to notice different smells, and I notice mm-hmm. my bowels will go crazy or I'll get mm-hmm. rashes or something for short periods of time, but actually our bodies are brilliant at detoxifying all the time, like every day, every night we detoxify, like mm-hmm. that's what our livers do, our kidneys, like
they have to do something else to do that.
It's kind of like, no, that's what we do all the time. It's just sort of facilitating and really supporting mm-hmm. your body and your liver mm-hmm. in its really natural process. I'm a fan of mirroring nature in a way, and I do think mm-hmm. our bodies go through cycles of detoxifying. But motivation and your mindset and why you're doing it is all massive, I think. To doing it. So why, Laura, what would a detox look like for you, I suppose, or if you were recommending it for
For me at the moment, obviously because I'm breastfeeding, it's not something, I'm saying that's not something I would do. I would certainly not do a juice detox because I wouldn't want anything kind of being pushed into my breast milk. I wouldn't want, I need the energy to be, do it to make, and that, although it's kind of on food now and stuff, I'm still producing quite a lot of milk, so I wouldn't do that. But at the same time, I think you can kind of reset, and I think that's just by focusing on whole foods. So if I was going to do something now, I would basically make it kind of, and it's, to be honest, that's something I am kind of in the process of doing at the moment, just post Easter, is what I kind of call dial it up, which is something that I've spoke about a few times, and it's part of the course as well, but it's about basically just kind of focusing on boosting all of the health boosting things that you do usually. So, you know, I'm kind of avoiding refined sugar, you know, just really eating as many vegetables as I can, drinking my water. I've got little reminders on my phone now for me to make sure I do things.
Love it.
The Balanced app, I'm really, really, it was actually a client who told me about this, but it's brilliant. It's so good. But it kind of tells me little reminders and everything. It's awesome.
Brilliant.
So for me, that's kind of what, and I think it can be as simple as that. I think it's about, sometimes it is just handy. And I know this when I've done this with clients, and again, for the kind of detoxes that I do with clients, it's about having, it's just about, sometimes it's about having those boundaries.
Yes.
So it's about saying, because it's taken, often it's just taken that decision making out of the process. So it's like, right, these are the boundaries, I'm going to follow this for so long. And one of the different kinds of detoxes I've done with clients, we've done kind of, generally, I don't kind of recommend all juice ones, unless it's like something that they come at for themselves. It's not something I would say you need to do a juice diet. It's like if they come to me and say, Laura, you know, I really feel like I'm attracted to this at the moment. Do you think it's the right thing? I'd say, well, think about, you know, why are you coming at it from this? You know, what is it making you feel like you want to do it? Is it weight loss? Is it just kind of refreshing? And we'll go at it from that point of view. But I think it is often kind of, I think it's about adding as many fruit and vegetables in. It's often adding stuff in and thinking about the stuff that, you know, just kind of is more heavy. Sometimes I think it's nice to take a bit of a break from grains and things and, you know, just to kind of lighten things up a little bit. Some people find it's good to kind of come off meat. It just depends on your constitution, maybe, and that's often what I do with clients, is talk to them about, well, what kind of foods do you find that are kind of not, you know, that you generally find a bit heavy, that you overdo it with, that you find that you might crave. Often I'll give dairy, I'll recommend that dairy's a bit of a miss. I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with dairy as it is necessarily, but I generally think even if you don't have like an issue with it, I think it's just a good food to kind of to give a break from, because it is quite heavy. So it's generally, when I kind of recommend something, it's about focusing on whole real food, taking out some of the stuff that, you know, that you know doesn't do you any great favors, and really just focusing on the health promoting things. So not as much about kind of detoxifying in terms of taking the toxins out, it's more like kind of just resetting. And I think that's generally what most people need, is like a reset. You know, especially after Easter, I mean, this is why we chose to do this podcast now. It's like sometimes you just feel, and I think it's your body's beautiful way of letting you know that you've kind of overdone it. And it's just like when you just feel like heavy and icky and, you know, zapped of energy and things. And sometimes you just need that focused period of time when you say, right, you know, this is what I'm focusing on now. I'm making this my priority. You know, I'm going to have a green smoothie every morning. You know, I'm going to have a salad for lunch. I mean, one of the really easy, simple little detoxes things that I do is the three healthy S's. And it's basically you have a smoothie, a salad and a soup. Loads of veg,
so good.
Loads of food, loads of nourishment. And it's just a really easy way to do it. So that's kind of the way that I would look at it. And obviously some healthy snacks in there if you feel that you need them as well. It doesn't have to be, I think if you're kind of like starving at the end of doing something, it might not be right for you. Because even a good juice detox, you shouldn't be starving from it. No, that's what I tend to find when I've done them. So So what would your perspective be then on kind of that side of it?
I love what you're saying. Definitely. I think the whole resetting, I love that term. I often use that sometimes with clients as in terms of mindset as well. I've really just sort of like, this isn't about a period of deprivation, it's about just resetting your body and really supporting what your body's already doing. I do think clear boundaries help, and I think that depends on individuals. So if someone I would maybe have clients in the past who've been really struggling with candida, so yeast overgrowth. And so there would maybe be some specific boundaries to put in place there of, okay, we really are going to look to removing sugars from your diet. And that might not be instantaneous. That might be something we work towards. So some of it depends, I think, on what kind of the health issues people are wanting to work at or what their sort of goals are. But I think having a couple of clear boundaries, and I know for me, if I'm having a detox, then I would be the same. I normally do eat dairy. Like, I eat butter. I eat quite a lot of butter. But I would maybe give that a miss and increase
my cooking
oil.
Sorry,
I know. I love butter. People are often like, are you having how much butter with that? I'm like, just slicing my butter.
Yeah, I'm like that.
To go with, on top of, someone was like, you're putting butter on top of your curry? I was like,
I've never tried that one, mine. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Sometimes if I've made a curry too spicy, then I'll just put some butter on top of it. Or if I've not put enough stuff in it,
slight tangent,
coconut.
But ghee. I mean, I haven't had ghee in ages. I'm some of that.
No, ghee is really good.
Slight tangent. But
no, and better people struggle with lactose intolerance as well.
So
I definitely have some set boundaries. And I think it's for me, I suppose it depends a lot on what people are working on. So in my own health journey, I've had a lot of gut issues. So if how I would do a detox or a reset with someone with maybe some gut health mm-hmm. problems. Mm-hmm. So that could be like IBS or digestive issues or candida or whatever it is. Yeah. Then that would probably look different, and it would be like having lots of things like lots of juice and bone broth if they mm-hmm. are not vegetarian, and maybe even things like gelatin and lots and lots of vegetables and all that sort of stuff. So that would kind of, it almost have a different approach if it's focusing more on sort of gut health. Yeah. But for people where it's maybe is more of a mindset issue or just, you know, their health isn't a massive issue. It's maybe just their physique and their mm-hmm. shape they want to change. I love the three S's. I often say that to people. I'm like, you cannot go wrong with some great soups, some great smoothies and some salads and then good snacks, like healthy, like just make healthy switches with your snacks. Yeah. And I think those three, and they're tasty as well. Like I love soup. I love like proper salads, not like wimpy salads.
Oh,
but like,
I was, I was talking to someone the other day. Who was I talking to about this? And we were saying there's nothing worse than like a soggy salad, like iceberg lettuce with tomato and cucumber. It's like, and I was, cause I think I was explaining to someone how I love salads. I mean, I absolutely love them. And it's about kind of loading them up with like really delicious ingredients, avocado and seeds and, you know, and hummus and, you know, all sorts of things. But there's nothing worse than just a, you know, really rubbishy salad. But I think really what we've kind of identified is that I think detoxing is a really subjective thing. It's a funny word for what can be considered a massively broad area of, it's a set nutritional approach that's done for a set period of time. I think that's probably an easy way to define it, isn't it? It can involve juice. It doesn't have to involve juice. It doesn't necessarily have to do with anything actually to do with getting rid of toxins out of the body.
Yeah.
But detox is often the catch-all term. So I think if you're listening to this and it's, you know, it's post-Easter, you've kind of had a lot of chocolate, basically, like me, had a lot of chocolate, had a bit of cake, enjoyed it, but you kind of want to just kind of just, you know, get back into it and just feel really good. I think something like the healthy three S's would do a good job at that, really, wouldn't it? But if you're approaching something where you have some gut issues, you know, you have kind of extreme sugar cravings or something like that, you might want to do more of a, I suppose it's more following a protocol, really, isn't it, when you're talking about those in a detox, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, following something set like that. So kind of different, you know, different approaches. And I think, you know, as I said, when people are really negative about stuff, about the detoxing, I do think it raises a lot of kind of issues for people, doesn't it? Just talking about it.
Yeah.
And people are either just so anti-detox, and I think it's because they kind of think of, you know, kind of like the deprivation and why do you have to deprive yourself, and, you know, why do you have to, you know, do that to lose weight, da, 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 da. But I don't think necessarily that approach is negative if you come from it from the right point of view. And I'll openly say, once I've finished breastfeeding, I'm really looking forward to doing a juice cleanse, because I think my body is just so ready for that. It really is. Not to lose weight, because I'm not bothered about that, but just to kind of, just to reset and just to kind of refresh and get all that goodness in. You know, and then I would build upon that as well, you know, with kind of like really nourishing foods and things, because you just kind of, pregnancy and breastfeeding and stuff's quite depleting, which is what I'm finding at the moment. So it's it's a bit of an interesting one, really, isn't it?
It is really interesting. And I think it's definitely an individual thing. So I think you kind of, if there's anyone listening that maybe has struggled with any sort of like eating disorder type mm-hmm. thing, then it's probably really not something
that would be for you.
No. You want to really focus on having a really positive approach to food, with where you enjoy food, where you don't feel guilty, and you're not, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a controlling or fear based thing. Mm-hmm. But as I was going to say, and like, as Laura just said, you would do a juice cleanse. I've been doing a detox the last mm-hmm. week. And I do a couple a year, mm-hmm. sometimes they're long, maybe probably no longer than a week. Or sometimes I just do day, like a day thing, but mm-hmm. that's all in response to how I'm feeling and what I feels right. And I also am accountable to people. So mm-hmm. people, you know, my husband and people in my life just know if there's people that will say to me if they think I'm being weird, which thankfully is not really ever the case anymore. But
I think, like I say, when it starts to become like a, like a kind of thing about where it's about like being clean and like a pure, like a, about a purity thing. I think that's when it kind of gets a bit weird and a bit unhealthy mindset type of thing. But I think because we hit the nail on the head, we just said, you know, the best, I think the best, you know, whether you call it a detox, a cleanse, a reset, or a protocol or whatever, is something that's completely holistic, where it's not just about what you eat or what you put into your body. It's also about how you, you know, how you live life, really, your practices, your routines, your sleep. Although don't talk to me about sleep at the moment. you know, it's, it is kind of like that, that whole approach.
And so what would be, your two non-food detox tips?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I would say, yoga or some kind of stretching.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I think, especially if you do want a detox or a protocol or something that's reducing calorie intake, you know, significantly, I would say you don't want to be kind of doing a lot of like really hard physical exertion, but I think yoga is a really nice detox for mind and body, if you like, because it's about kind of just deep breathing, which I think is really important.
Yeah.
Because actually that's something I think we forget to do quite a lot. That's another thing that the balanced app thing, and I'm not paid, but I'm just thought I better see actually. I'm not sponsored or anything, God.
Yeah.
I'm not sponsored anything by them, because I would have mentioned if I was, but I'm not sponsored, but there's a little thing that kind of flashes, take a deep breath. So just, I think yoga is really good for taking deep breaths, getting that breath into your body.
Yeah.
Because that's quite detoxifying in itself. And also yoga is just a lovely way to stretch. It is some kind of physical, movement, that's kind of going to generate like warmth in the body and, you know, get your lymph moving and everything like that.
Yeah.
Without being, you know, too kind of, what's the word, tiring or, you know, and stuff. Also, I think I'd probably say, I would be tempted to say either oil pulling or dry skin brushing, which I do both of at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably say, I think dry skin brushing is quite nice because it's, again, it's a nice one. It's kind of going to, you know, it's going to improve your skin tone, and it's just a nice thing to do. And sometimes I think if you do it and you try and think nice thoughts about yourself when you do it, and try and, you know, when you're doing it to your body and just thinking, I love youth. I know it sounds totally sappy, but like thinking, oh, you know, I like my thighs, I don't mind my stomach, and you know, and things, my arms aren't too bad, and just try to think nice positive things. I just think that's quite a nice thing to do. And also it just, again, it just, it's just kind of taking that bit of time for yourself that I think is really, really good. And how about you? What would your two non-food things be?
Mine would probably be essential oils, using some of them.
Yeah,
because they're quite a nice thing to add to your life or your diet. So
absolutely.
Last week I gave myself lots of massages on my feet, kind of following a bit of the, you know, the reflexology kind of the map, and all, which I don't know a lot about. I'm not trained reflexologist, but, you know, I Googled it. And and doing that with some oregano oil, which is a really nice... it's a very strong kind of like natural antibiotic type thing. Your feet do smell a bit like pizza, but you know, I kind of dealt with that. And also tea tree oil as well is a great one, or lavender. I'm a bit of an essential oils fan, and that's just whether it's burning them or putting them on my skin, or sometimes not with all oils, but some oils you can take orally, but not you've got to make sure you've got to be careful about that. But yeah, that feels like quite a nice luxurious thing to add in, giving yourself massages and rubbing your tummy and all that sort of stuff. So that would definitely be one. And then I suppose the other one would be really, really simple, and it would just be drink crap loads of water, just tons of it. Just drink a lot of, like, more than what you would think, especially in the morning. Because your body's naturally a detoxing in the night, and in the morning we wake up. And that's why we have horrible breath and often smell a bit in the morning. And it is that natural release of just the body doing what the body does, and just drinking lots and lots of water in the daytime and especially in the morning. And I think those are all great things that you can do. So I'll run through them again. So you can do yoga and stretching.
Yeah.
In terms of learning to breathe, really deep breaths, really, really helpful. Dry skin brushing, which I have actually not, I don't do at the moment. It's been ages since I've done it, so I think I'll get back onto that.
I really like that one.
And, incorporating essential oils, onto your skin, massage, whatever it would be, and drinking tons of water are all amazing things you could do to detoxify without changing a jot in your diet.
Yep. Absolutely. Which is brilliant. Yeah.
which, and that's great. So if there is new mums listening and mm-hmm. they maybe are feeling a bit gross, or maybe people that just aren't in the position yeah. where they, you know, can go out and buy a juicer or buy a, mm-hmm. a couple of day cleanse or whatever mm-hmm. it would be. Actually, there's loads you can do.
Without... Oh, there's absolutely loads. Yeah. And I think I think most of all, it is about kind of, you know, being kind to yourself you mentioned new mums there and things like that. And I just think, you know, you might want to kind of feel like you need to reset and stuff, but I think it's about doing what's realistically within in what you can do at that present time, yeah. if that makes sense. So ideally you might want to do, like, you know, you might feel like you want to do something quite hardcore, but you just know that that's not going to happen. Have some forgiveness, you know, and just yeah. kind of just do what you can, and, you know, add in things like those, you know, simple practices when you have the time to do them. You know, it's kind of just look at things like that, and, you know, cutting, you know, kind of switching, you know, refined sugar stuff to kind of more natural, you know, sweet things. You know, that's a pretty easy one to kind of look at.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, so there's quite a lot of things then that you can do that are, you know, a bit, you know, from, I think it's like a scale, isn't it? You know, I mean, you've kind of got the more hardcore things, you've got like simple changes. At what point is that kind of just becomes health eating, becomes a reset, becomes a cleanse, becomes a detox? I think it's a yeah. bit of a scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's to where you are on that one. But yeah, kind of think about, you know, what are your motivations for doing it? You know, really, is it kind of coming from a healthy, you know, state of mind, a healthy place? And then thinking about what kind of, you know, thing is going to be right for you, and really listening to your body and thinking about your lifestyle at the moment. You know, if you kind of, if you're training for a marathon, it might not be the best time to do a juice cleanse, for example. No.
Yes.
So kind of definitely. just thinking about that kind of thing. So yeah, so I think we've covered detox quite well there.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I think it's been some really useful stuff, and mm-hmm. I'm going to go off and buy myself a dry skin brush now yes. from Amazon. Yes. I did have one, and I think I lost it on a house yeah. move
I mean, I still do get it. I'm not going to say it's completely eradicated, but you know, like the keratosis pilaris that you can get on your arms, yep. like a chicken skin thing, yeah. I've still got that a little bit, but it really improves when I dry skin brush. Oh. And also kind of like the skin, like around my stomach and stuff, the skin tone's a lot better. I'm actually getting through pregnancy quite unscathed, to be honest, when it comes to, I have got a few extra stretch marks. I already had some from like just growing up and stuff around my hips, but the few that I had like on the front of my belly, I really haven't done too badly at all with those. I'm really? Amazed, and I think dry skin brushing just keeps the skin tone nice.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Sense. No, I've read lots of good stuff about it.
Yeah.
Which is good. But yeah, that is our happy health chat for today. Yes. And as always, thank you for joining us. And if you have questions about detoxing or ever, then just plonk them in our comments on whether you're on Laura's site or on my site. We always answer stuff in there. And if you have any questions, then just let us know, either be on Twitter. We're both on Twitter separately mm-hmm. and Happy Health Chat is on Twitter. And we both have amazing e-courses coming up.
Yes,
we do. Which is exciting.
So make sure you check out, it's supernaturalhealthy.org, and yep. you'll find the Flourish e-course.
Yes.
On the homepage, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
And for mine, it's just kind of opened now today. it's fabulousyoucourse.com. So you can find mine there. And there'll be links and stuff on all of my other websites as well. All of my other websites, like I've got like a bazillion of them. I've got two other ones.
I've got so
much. Wholeheartedly healthy, Laura, agarwilson.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just collecting them now, aren't I?
I know. You do get to that point. Yeah, when you do online businesses, you're just like, I'll just collect all these domains.
I'll just stick another domain on there. It's really crazy.
It's true. And also our newsletters as well.
Oh, yes,
we both have, when you sign up to either of our newsletters, you get tons of great freebies.
Yeah, we
give you tons of stuff.
We're just so generous, basically. Both of us just offer like a massive pack of stuff, so they really are good value.
And
get them while they're still here, because we were talking about kind of refining those a little bit, but not because we're being stingy, just because I think, you know, people might enjoy having like a more specific thing. But but yes, we give away a lot of lovely free stuff when you sign up for our newsletters, as well as obviously getting the fabulous newsletters themselves.
Yeah, true. So we will see you in a few weeks' time for another Happy Health Chat.
Yes. See you later. Bye.
Bye.